The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network.
Welcome.
It's Monday, May 3rd. We got a big episode. The Stars are coming back to get ready for the playoffs, the blowout of the quarter century. We're going to ask who influences the influencers. We're going to talk some chicken shortage, and we're going to talk about the Invincible finale. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by my good buddies, Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
How you doing, Bubbas? How you doing?
How you doing? How you mommin' him, dude?
How you mommin' him? Saw your uncle yesterday in Texaco.
And I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. John's going. If John's voice sounds a little wet today, he's dealing with some allergy issues. And Tyler, just before we hopped on, made a point that, like, we're just swimming through flower cum right now.
Yeah, pollen is so disrespectful because it's just plants are just nutting all over everything, right? It's just they're just releasing their nut into the atmosphere like, hey, not my problem. Lands on you, lands on your car. That's your problem now. Deal with it. It's rude as fuck. And it's so essential, right? Yeah, and it's so essential to, like, the fucking ecosystem is plants nutting everywhere. Life,
bro,
is a mystery.
We're allergic to Earth. That's what wilds me out, bro. My throat is scratching because of where I fucking live. You know, the planet I exist on. It's some bullshit, dog. You know what I mean? But, like, for 2 months, my throat has been scratchy as fuck waking up. It doesn't give a fuck about what I'm trying. Medicine, none of that shit. Fuck all of that shit. Fuck flower cum.
There's such a stigma around getting shit on by birds, and like, at least where I went to high school, it was close to the ocean, so it was seagulls everywhere. So, like, okay, multiple people got shit on every lunch. You know what I mean?
Damn, bro.
Yeah, for sure. But and it was like a, I mean, these are like, you know, these are dudes who you wouldn't make fun of necessarily, some of the people that would get shit on, but it was like the high school is 2 miles from the ocean, bro, and kids drop food everywhere, so it was fucking hella seagulls everywhere. But we don't really stigmatize the fact that everyone's walking around covered in flower jizz. You know what I mean?
Breathing it in through our like fucking a month. Mouth and nose, bro. Coughing it up, blowing it out our fucking noses, dog. It is everywhere.
Plants out here slutting us out, man.
Right. Hoeing us out. Treating me like a floozy. All spring. It's a goddamn shame. No respect for me and mine.
Like, you having a conversation with your wife and have to turn your head and blow flower cum out of your nose onto a Kleenex.
Bro. Out of your head, bro. From out of your fucking head. You're in my nasal cavities. That is intrusive, dog. And disrespectful. God damn.
Oh, shit. All right, fuck John, pollen, you said you fuck pollen forever.
Fuck pollen. Plants out here disrespecting, nigga. We trying to save y'all niggas. Y'all just jizzing all over us.
John, you said you had some thank yous you wanted to start the show with, bro.
Yeah, I had some plumbing issues this morning. You know what I mean? You know, I get up at 5:30. You feel me? And by 6:30, yeah, right. By 6:30, I got my motherfucking Burks on and I'm raring to fucking go. Old nigga shit, you know what I mean? And I'm about to make a run to fucking Lowe's. And I'm like, let me see if Lowe's is open. Lowe's opens at 7 a.m. on fucking Sundays. Yeah. 6 a.m. on regular days. You know what I mean? And I'm like, thank you, Lowe's, for, like, knowing your fucking, you know, the people that patron, you know, people that patronize your shit. You know, what is it? Thanks for your patronage. Is that the word?
Yes, that's the word.
Okay, there we go. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn. I was like, that's so cool. Like, they're not waiting till 9. They're open for me to get my plumbing shit. I get home. I got my doohickey for fucking $5.98, and the shit's unplugged. The plumbing shit's good in fucking 2 minutes. And I just want to thank you for being open at fucking 7 a.m. on a Sunday. Also, the second thank you is to the youths. Have you seen what they've done with sheesh? Have you been witnessing what they've done with the word sheesh? We've been using that so normally for so long, and they hit us with the sheesh, and now they're singing the motherfucker. I was serenaded with sheesh this morning on TikTok, and I almost cried. It was so beautiful. they took it to levels that I never thought were possible. And we talk shit about these young motherfuckers, but this, what they've done with Sheesh is ingenious, and I want to thank the youths this Sunday morning.
Thank you, youths.
The youths.
Jenkins and Jones loves the youths.
The youths and Lowe's. Lowe's Hardware.
Lowe's, hit us up. You owe us money for that.
Where can you buy something that actually means anything for $5.98?
Which one is racist? Is it Lowe's or Home Depot?
Damn, bro. Is everything racist?
Yeah, I hate regret it this for is. Me.
One of those, I'm supposed to not go to one of those stores, but we have a Lowe's around the corner, so I go there kind of no matter what. But one of them got caught up.
I like forget. Supporting Trump or some shit?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Lord. I hope it wasn't Lowe's. I worked at Lowe's. I'm partial to Lowe's.
I like Lowe's, too, because I like the color blue more than the color orange. That's literally why I used to go to Lowe's.
Why orange?
I don't know. It's the construction
but
color, right?
You're a million years old. Orange hurts my eyes at this point. You know what I mean? Look, you know what I'm saying? That Home Depot doesn't know the people that fucking shop there. Lowe's knows the people that shop there.
John is just not getting attacked at all corners of the calendars. He's either got fucking flower cum clogging up his nose, or he's ducking his head all October trying to avoid all the Halloween signs. Like, it's just tough. It's tough out here for my guy.
Tough out here for old nigga. Yeah, damn.
All right. The fun news, we finally get to actually talk about the best players in the NBA starting to come back. LeBron James back on the court. It's that, you know, like the AD's back, the playoffs are a couple weeks away. I don't know that the Nets are going to have five games with their big three, but they're starting to, you know, put some dates on the calendar as well. LaMelo came back earlier than expected. Thank God. But
yes.
Yes.
LaMelo more than anybody, honestly. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm more excited for him. I mean, Bron coming back, he said he's not going to be completely healthy. AD has not looked good. He's got put on a poster, like, in the second game. Like, welcome back, old nigga. You know what I mean?
Bro rode into the stanchion and everything. Like, God damn. Right?
He treated him, man, like a bum. You know what I mean? I was like, damn. But, yeah, I mean, LaMelo already got a highlight starting off. He already got a sheesh already. You know what I mean?
LaMelo with the three-quarter sheesh. underhanded dime to Miles Bridges. I said the same thing, to be honest with you. I mean, I watch Lakers games. I'm a Laker fan. But I have more fun watching the Hornets than anyone else when they have their guys, just because he's fun, bro. Like, and we've talked about it. He has the right attitude about the game. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's just trying. He was trying to do something cool his first game back. Like, you know what I mean? He understands that aspect of the sport, that, like, no one's watching 48 minutes of Hornets basketball. I got to do some cool shit. You know, I got to get some clips out there, bro.
I don't even know if he was trying to be cool. I think he just plays that way because he just doesn't give a fuck. He's just a fun dude. You know what I mean? I don't even know if he even tried to do that shit.
Bro, I saw that play, and the main thought I had was, how fucking fun would it be to be LaMelo, right? Like, this is a kid who has just believed in himself so much, you know, borderline arrogant, cocky. And I don't, like I say, I don't use those as pejoratives because I love seeing that in players, right? The game has been so easy to him at all levels. And then he goes to the NBA where everyone's like, oh, you're going to struggle a bit. You know, you're going to have to adjust. And it's so, the NBA is so easy to him too, right? Like, how fucking, like imagine just going through your life at every stage and it's so fucking easy. And that's LaMelo's existence.
He thought about that and did the shit, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, I bet, like, there was no, like, filter. It's like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, dog, he didn't have to throw that shit underarm and slap his fucking hand. Fucking three. You know what I mean? There are, like, 85 different ways to make that pass that are way easier. And he said, fuck it. Let's see how this goes. You know what I mean? That's somebody that just enjoys the fucking game. You know what I mean?
Underhanded three-quarter court pass in traffic under the basket for a layup.
It was what defended. The fuck? Well defended. Right? He made the perfect pass from three-quarters court.
He wasn't like, it wasn't like Miles Bridges was cherry-picking by himself. No. Absolutely. Like, yeah, he pucked it over the head of a defender underhanded from three courts away.
Ridiculous, man.
How do y'all feel about Bron and them playing though? Like Bron saying he's not going to be 100% and all that.
I wanted, that was what I wanted to ask you, because that was his quote. He didn't just say I'm not going to be 100%. He said I'm never going to be 100% again. This was the longest absence he's had in his career. Those ankle injuries fucking suck, as we know. Like, yes. How do you feel about that?
Like never again?
He's confronting his. He said I'm never going to be 100% again.
I heard the quote and I didn't take it as him saying I'll never be 100% again after this.
Yeah,
it's right. Him coming to terms with, you know, with wear and tear on my career, 36 years old. You know, I low key haven't been 100% for a while, but I'm never going to be 100% again, you know?
Oh, no, that's how I took it too. I just mean like him confronting his mortality, basically, his basketball. I mean, he's kind of been doing this to like, you guys take this shit for granted that I'm doing this at, you know, 34, 35, 36. Like he's made those comments, but I don't think I've ever heard him say like, I'm washed and I won't ever, like I'm somewhat washed and I won't ever be fully unwashed. Like, I don't think I've ever heard him say that.
He's always kind of mocked like the washed king and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's always kind of mocked it. I think, this time, maybe this is the first time he actually leaned into it. Like, nigga, no, for real, I'm serious. I feel this every fucking day, bro. This shit hard. You know what I mean? I'm 36 like a motherfucker. I just don't look
it. I'm 36 you know and I'm a billionaire.
Right.
And I'm choosing to work out four times a day to play basketball.
I'm not hungry, nigga.
You better appreciate what you're seeing right now.
Right. But I know those, I know that you know, high ankle sprains, you know, rest is what you need. And he's not going to get the type of rest he needs. So maybe he was like alluding towards, you know, him needing a full off season to feel like himself again. But yeah, that nigga is, we not going to see the man that was looking down into the rim. And we all knew that, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah.
Made me sad.
I mean, I was looking at some Heat highlights recently.
Don't do that.
Bro.
Don't do that. Bro. Just appreciate the purple and gold, Bron, bro.
I was like,
look at those Heat highlights.
And man, the thing is, like, we look at Bron, we like, he's 36. No, when you look at the Heat highlights, he's 36, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you feel me? It's a totally like, I'm like, the ease in which he did every single fucking thing.
Pull-ups off the top of the backboard and shit. Like, whatever he felt like.
Accidentally. Like, accidentally. Like, you see Bron, like, when he's Euro-stepping now, he's thinking, like, okay, let me avoid this foot on this nigga go around. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Before, it's just like, you know, it was just so... yeah, don't look at Heat highlights.
Right. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
When it's 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, when it's 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, don't pull up those vacation photos, bro. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
Right. I was off work. So I was spending time with my sister like a lot last week. So I had some free time and shit when she wasn't around. I was just going through this little YouTube shit and found them shits. And like, your boy was hurt a little bit. I was like, damn, my nigga getting old. You know what I mean? It's like looking back at your old photos. You know what I mean? We're like, I'm feeling good. I'm looking good.
Don't do it.
You see a picture of yourself with your shirt off at 22, and you're like,
oh, what the? Yeah, like, goddamn.
I'm a biscuit out here, nigga. I'm a dad for real, nigga. Like, goddamn.
Don't look forward. Don't look backward. Live in the moment. Appreciate, you know, because hey, 10 years from now, you'll be looking at the pictures of you today going, I should have appreciated that shit.
I'm a granddad for real. Like, looking like an old man. Shit.
You have more hair coming out of your ears and on the top of your head. That's you know what I mean? Like,
you know come on, man. And that's a fact, though. That's not even a joke, Mike. That actually happens.
I'm Italian. You don't have to tell me it's not a joke. My grandpa had a fucking dense forest coming out of both ears.
It is so wild. Like, nigga, where the hair is supposed to grow, it stopped and started growing in the most fucking ugliest areas ever. In fucking canals in your fucking head, bro. You know what I mean? Like, hair out of the ears and I can't grow hair on my head? What type of bullshit existence is this?
Bro, I might be tweezing that shit. He might already be there. You know what I mean?
He got a beard, though, so it kind of balances shit out. But for a nigga like me, that's my worst nightmare. I can't get hair on my face or my head, but I got hair all in my nose and ears. Bro, that's an ugly person. I don't care how good looking that person is. That nigga ugly. I don't want to be that man.
if you're bald and you can't grow a beard, but you have hair coming out of your nose and ears, you have to have magical powers.
You're like a wizard.
Yeah, that has to come with it.
Or you gotta be 20 years in the marriage when you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no, she only knows you at this point. You know what I mean? Her vagina curves to the curve in your fucking penis, dog. Like, y'all fit, you're made for each other at this point, dog. Because if it ain't, nigga, hey, bro, everybody's better looking than you, a better option at that point, nigga.
Oh, man. Shit.
A milk dud with hair out of his nose and his fucking ears, bro. That's what you are.
Speaking of curving to receive the penis, the
where are we going with this?
Where are we? What? Yo, let me strap in and see where this motherfucker's going, dog. All right, OG, you taking me on that motherfucking roller coaster ride?
The Oklahoma City Thunder received the worst blowout. Oh, yeah,
they definitely took some dick last night.
In NBA history, 152-95. From the Indiana Pacers, who set a franchise record with points scored. The 57-point margin is the worst blowout since 1986. That's the Sonics beating the Rockets? The Pacers led by as many as 67 points.
God damn.
That motherfucker was all Hennessy and a perk, nigga. They taxed the boys, dog. Shit. Pop the bean, nigga. They going crazy. You feel me?
At what point is it? How do you stay on the court, bro? Like, just fuck, man.
Listen, bro. But you know what? I think if you're Sam Presti, if you're the suits at Oklahoma City, this is exactly the type of ass whooping you want. Right, like you want that team demoralized. You don't want them having any crazy ideas of going out there trying to compete. That's not what this is about right now. We are trying to get those lottery balls, those losses. That's why Donovan and CP3 had to get the fuck out. They fucked around and almost won a playoff series, right? And Oklahoma City was like, no, that is not what we are doing. We want to get spanked by 57. That's the path that we're on right now. So
no confusion.
So this was actually.
You want to get spanked by 25 though? Fuck. No. I mean,
nah. 25. You think you're just a bad team. 57, yeah. you know
there is no point, right?
You fucking are. There's no confusion that you're just bottom of the fucking barrel and you need different humans. Okay. 25, niggas get whooped by 25. Motherfuckers don't lose by 57, dog. You know what I mean?
Shit. The Thunder's coach said, quote, "It's embarrassing. I'm not gonna try to spin that." What would the spin be?
We're proud of the effort. At least he didn't lie to us on no shit like that. You know?
Can't lie at 57. I think at that point, you can be completely honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the only option at that point.
He said adversity. He said we're still grateful to be playing basketball.
That's a lie.
Are you?
There's a lie. There's a lie. You don't want to be out there. Imagine being on that bitch getting whooped by 57 and then going to the mic saying you grateful to just be playing the game. Nigga, you lose gratefulness at like 35. You know what I mean? You want to go Indiana, home at that point.
By Indiana at that, bro. Right? By Indiana.
By Lil Sabonis.
Like this wasn't Brooklyn or something. This was Indiana, dog. Like Indiana spanking the fuck out of Oklahoma. Like that's corn on corn violence. that is potato crop violence.
The horror in the heartland.
He said corn on corn violence. Oh shit.
Loser has to up the price of their high fructose corn syrup, you know.
Sabonis's fucking stat line was crazy.
Sabonis had a triple double at halftime.
Was it 26-19 and 4 something crazy? Yeah,
29-17 and 14 or something.
14,
like that,
something like that.
He was asked if he had ever played in a game that was so easy, and he said, quote, "No, not at the professional level."
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, like, if they were confused about that 57-point loss and they may have a chance to do some shit, Sabonis said, nigga, no. Like, right. He put the stamp on that bitch. Y'all, no, fuck that. Y'all are the worst fucking team ever.
You're a high school team.
You're, bro, yeah. Bro.
You're Chino, you're LaMelo Ball's Chino Hills team beating a team by 70 points. Right. Like, that's
right. Bro was like, even when I was 11 and 6 foot playing against 5'3" dudes, it was never this easy. Right. And he said that about an NBA team.
Easy, come on, easy. Man. But that's why you get that, you have that stat line. And I mean, if you do that in a fucking room by yourself, that's a lot of work. You know what I mean? And he said it was easy. God damn.
That's crazy. He said someone told him you need two more assists, like, you know, with 5 minutes left in the second quarter. And he was like, two more assists for what? And then they're like, for a triple double. He's like, a triple double? Like, it's only halfway through the second quarter.
Oh, nigga.
That's crazy. That was not the only eye-popping performance. Jason Tatum tied a Celtics franchise record with the 60-piece nugget special, supersized. Damn, bro. Can you imagine what that must feel like?
Yeah.
I told y'all Tatum been going crazy over there. I mean, he was 55. If you look at his stats over, like, the last – I mean, there was one point where he had, like – he's probably averaging, like, maybe close to 40 in a few games. You know what I mean? He was going so crazy, but – I just, 60 points is a lot of fucking points, dog. A lot of fucking points. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, and weren't they down like 20 or 30 at one point?
Yeah, they were down by like 30, yeah.
Yeah, and he brought them back. I mean, I saw Shay. Hey, shout out to Shay, yo. We love you, but that man was hurt.
Yeah, Shay Serrano Spurs. It's never fun to be the other guy Spurs in the fan. Story. Right, yeah, right. He's a real Spurs fan. He's not a pop. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, he's I grew up here. This is my fucking team. Like, the way I would be if Long Beach had an NBA franchise, the way Tyler would be if Richmond had an NBA franchise. You know what I mean? Like, right. He loves the Spurs.
I didn't watch the game. I watched Shay's fucking timeline. I saw the highlights after. And I was like, bro, yeah, the better Tatum played, the more heartbreak. Like, Shay didn't want to talk to anybody about it in the fucking game. You know what I mean? Fuck everybody at that point. But yeah, man. I mean, Tatum is special. And he has these moments. I don't, you know, at times in the year he hasn't looked like himself. Obviously, it makes sense being he was fighting against COVID and taking a fucking inhaler. But he took an inhaler before getting 60 points in a fucking game. You know what I mean?
It's wild.
That's some superhuman shit right there, dog.
It's some superhuman shit. It's also a good note as to, you know, now that the numbers are going down across the country for the virus, you see a lot of people who are just like, all right, cool, it's over with. And it's like, don't forget. You know, I mean, it's, I know, I think there's a lot of young people out there who feel like this was an old person's disease, and it certainly affected old people more than it affected dudes like Jason Tatum, but an NBA all world level dude is out here still sucking on an inhaler before playing over that shit, bro. You know?
A dude that put 60 up in an NBA game.
Yeah, for sure. Get your shit, bro. Go get your shit. Okay. Thank fucking God. I feel like we're coming out of the tunnel that was this NBA season. This horrible fucking NBA season, bro. Signed us up to a podcast to talk about the NBA. NBA said we're not gonna be there, bro.
What's crazy on vacation, like, normally I'm watching as much games as possible, right? You know what I mean? Like, especially, you know, but like, I took a week off. I'm like, nah. it's actually felt like work this year. Yeah. Which is wild. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been pretty sad, but guys are coming back. We're 3 weeks from the playoffs. I'm starting to get excited about these playing game matchups. You know,
hopefully the Lakers aren't a part of it.
You can start looking at the standings and thinking about what series am I hoping for, etc. Like, we're just 3 weeks away. So that's what I wanted to ask you guys, not just about the Lakers, but as basketball fans, what matchups are you hoping for as you're kind of scanning the standings? Like, we have some really potentially very interesting matchups. I mean, right now in the East, we would have Bucks Celtics in the first round.
Sure. And the Celtics are really turning shit on now. You know, they're kind of like figuring it out again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So do you have anything? I'll go first about the Lakers, just while you guys are getting the standings up. I would love for the Lakers to play the Nuggets. I'm just like praying to God they stay three, we stay safe. I think if the Lakers run into the Clippers in the first round, I don't know that the Lakers have had the time to get their feet back under them, etc. But the Nuggets, I know MPJ is going crazy. I know Jokic is the MVP. But I'm hoping for the Nuggets 100%, but and not the playing game, as you said.
How do you feel about this? Do you think the Suns are as good as advertised? I mean, are you afraid of the Suns?
No, I'm not afraid of them, but I think that they'll be a tough out.
Yeah. But I mean, I'd rather play the Suns than the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather play this. I'd rather play the Jazz than the Clippers. I'd rather play the Nuggets than the Clippers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If the Lakers don't make the finals, in my opinion, they lost to the Clippers. I mean, that's just the way I see, that's the way I see the West. But it'll I mean, if Bron comes out and still looks creaky 3 weeks from now, I'll probably change my tune on that. But no, we've talked about that on the show, and that's what for me, the way I hope the West shakes out is the Lakers Hawks play Knicks the Clippers as late as possible. That's basically what I'm rooting for. You know what I mean?
I love watching the Hawks play. I know people, you know, they're not the best team, but they're fun as hell to watch. The Knicks have obviously been fun. They've been actually good too, not just fun. Bucks Celtics is gonna be fucking crazy. Yeah, Sixers Heat, dog. The East is crazy, and we'll get Melo, and we'll get Melo versus the Nets, dog. The East is gonna be every series will be good right now. Will be at least be fun. The Nets are gonna cream the fucking Hornets, but we're gonna see Melo playing against the best team, one of the best teams in the league. You know what I'm saying?
Melo will make someone who's worth $1 billion take a swing at him.
He's going to test somebody. Right. That makes sense.
100%. But I think Knicks Hawks would be like appointment viewing because the fans in those arenas, as the world is starting to reopen will be going
are fun to
bananas.
Watch if you're not a fan of them. If you're a fan of them, they probably get on your fucking nerves, right? But like, as somebody who's not like has no rooting interest, they're fun as fuck to watch. So,
Clippers Mavs first round
was fun last year, wasn't it? You know what I mean?
Luka's revenge.
Right? No, that ain't gonna be no revenge. Well, he's gonna cook them niggas. But right, you're not. He gonna cook the.
Mavs had the Clips on the ropes last postseason before KP went out. Like, let's not forget that. I don't think they'll take them this year, but they'll make them sweat.
I mean, yeah, they rely a lot on PG. The pandemic isn't over.
You never know.
Paul George.
Never know.
Yeah.
I'm to be honest with you, I'm even looking at the I'm excited for the playing games as well. I mean, because you ended up with, I think the worry was always like, you're going to end up watching the Raptors and the Cavs or some shit in the playoff games. But we're talking about Steph in a playoff game. We're talking about the Wizards in a playoff game with that, just like ramming the gas pedal down. You know what I mean? Like, those could be really fun, bro.
Imagine if we get 1-8 Suns Warriors and it's now that is Chris Paul revenge time, right? like the Suns. I think the Warriors will be lucky to get one out of it. And I think they probably will because Steph will go fucking stupid. But yeah, that will be a fun one.
I hope the Pelicans like get to 10. You know what I mean? And can play the Pelicans Trailblazers.
Three games back. Got to. Yeah. I mean, I'll say that if they catch someone, I hope they catch the Spurs. Because I need the if the Warriors aren't in the playing games, they should cancel those shits. You know what I mean? Like,
they're going to be. I think they will be. I hope they catch the Spurs. I mean, they're 11 right now. Spurs
the Pelicans are three games back of the Spurs and Warriors and 3.5 games back of the Grizzlies at 8. So they're catching one of those three teams. They're not going to catch the Blazers or the Blazers basically are in 7 unless they just totally fucking collapse.
I want to see the Pelicans play the Blazers. I want them to stay. I want the Pelicans to stay in 10, play the Blazers.
So you want Blazers 7, Grizzlies 8, whatever, Warriors 9, and Pelicans 10. That's what you're hoping for the play-in.
Yep. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm hoping for.
That sounds good to me, bro. That sounds fun as fuck.
Ja versus Steph? What do you mean? Deep ball and then booming on everybody? Like, bro, this is going to be like fucking, you know what I'm saying? Fucking NBA Live, bro. we taking it back, you know what I mean? It's gonna be an arcade game.
You know those hot takes you post on social media? Well, now you can win up to $5,000 when you put those takes to the test on FanDuel. It's a new game called Over Under, and it's absolutely free to play on FanDuel. Here's how it works. FanDuel will set lines on things like total points or three-pointers made during every NBA on TNT broadcast. All you have to do is pick over or under for every prop. Your picks could win you a share of $5,000 during every contest. FanDuel is the exclusive home for over under, and it's available in all 50 states, so you can play from anywhere. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/over under and sign up now if you haven't done so already. Just create a new FanDuel account if you don't already have one. It takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. Then put your takes to the test during every NBA on TNT broadcast at FanDuel.com/overunder. It could be worth up to $5,000. Age and local restrictions apply. See FanDuel.com for terms and conditions. So, have you guys heard about the crisis gripping America that we currently have a chicken shortage in this country?
No.
What the fuck? Never. I am appalled at this news. I am
this
appalled.
This is America.
Concerned.
A combination of historic demand because everyone's making viral chicken sandwiches right now. McDonald's is making chicken sandwiches. And if you know, if McDonald's buys into a product, they're buying a lot of it. And problems with the supply chain have coupled to where they are worried that people will be running out of chicken tenders and chicken wings this summer.
What the fuck? A summer without chicken wings?
Will we still have our thighs? Thighs are the best part of the chicken, bro. Nobody.
I don't think there's more thighs out there though. I don't think chickens have four thighs and two wings. So I
know. I'm just saying, like, if the wings are more in demand, you feel what I'm saying? Thighs aren't as in demand. As long as I have my thighs, I'm fine.
Here's what a chicken expert named Ben Kaplan said. Quote, "We didn't have optimal chicken distribution. Some chicken was in some parts of
chicken distribution.
Some chicken was in some parts of the world that needed to be in other parts of the world."
What? This is what we get. That's the definition. That's where it ends.
That's the worst explanation I ever heard. There was an optimal chicken distribution.
Right.
What, bitch? The chickens were allocated to the wrong destinations. Bitch, what the fuck does that mean?
And I can't eat no wings.
What they got to do with my wings?
He means they didn't expect everyone in them. Coastal areas to be going so fucking crazy for these chicken sandwiches. So it's like, you know what I mean?
What is this viral shit? What's this?
Well, I just mean, you know, Popeyes had the whole shit and then now McDonald's jumped into it. And so it's just
they made a spicy chicken version because McDonald's always had the McChicken.
They rolled out like three new chicken sandwiches and shit.
Jesus.
So, you know what I mean? People are going crazy for it. McDonald's is apparently selling twice as many of them as they thought they were going to. It's just crazy to me because it's like, who didn't prefer chicken sandwiches to burgers? But it seems that the fast food world McDonald's has been caught unawares by that. You know what I mean?
There's nothing McDonald's can do to make me want McDonald's. I mean, I most people I know haven't eaten McDonald's in years, other than like what Tyler. I mean, you eat the McRib when it drops.
I fucking love the McRib.
McRib enthusiast.
I love that process. Here, that bro. Like,
sandwich, your niece and nephew in the Garabasio household eat McDonald's once a week, and it's their favorite night of the week, bro. That's what people forget.
So kids still.
They
pull
still
up,
got
like,
the licensing for the Disney Happy Meal toys, bro.
Okay, so bro, damn, infinite supply of kids. That's what McDonald's has, but not enough fucking chicken. That's crazy.
I
didn't know kids still wanted McDonald's like
McDonald's and pizza.
Kids always want McDonald's, bro. It's adults who grow out of that shit. Yeah.
Wow. But my mom, I mean, when I was getting
like, what 8-year-old is gonna turn down McDonald's for like fucking Olive Garden or some shit, right? Like, that doesn't happen, bro. You know.
But I mean, like, dude, maybe I'm just old. I'm just so old. I don't even. I never. This is the thing with me. I never got the Happy Meal. Like, I was 5 eating the number one, the Big Mac value meal. You feel me? So like, I wasn't there for the toys. I was trying to fatten me up. I was hungry as fuck all the time, nigga. I ate 18 pancakes in 7th grade before a baseball tournament, bro.
18?
I was an eating ass motherfucker, dog. Like, it got to a point, like, they got to 11, and my stepdad was like, let's see how far this goes. You know what I mean? They were like, let's keep making these motherfuckers and see how many. We got to 18. You know what I mean? So like I wasn't eating. A Happy Meal just made me mad.
You didn't want the little box with the six fucking fries in it. Yeah.
Fuck the toy. Fuck them six fries and fuck that single ass patty, nigga. Give me the Big Mac supersize with an orange.
It's a 5-year-old, really? Bro.
And two turnovers at that, nigga. Give me my fucking turnovers. You know what I'm saying? So like I wasn't into the toys. So like for me, I'd be like, yo, let's hit Chick-fil-A. That shit go crazy. I was there for the food. So I don't understand the kids loving it because I never gave a fuck about no toy. You know what I mean? I wanted to be
so you are the reason we have a chicken shortage. It's just
maybe.
Maybe. It does feel like a cruel joke, like one of the like cursed monkey paw wishes that someone wished, like, I'd give anything for the world to be back open this summer, you know, and the devil's like, anything?
Yeah.
Anything.
Anything. No cheap.
The devil comes in. It'll be open, but there'll be no wings.
No.
No. Fucking shit starts burning and shit. People fucking. Damn, man. All
right, we're asking.
That's fucked up. Summer without chicken doesn't seem like summer, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. It's horrible.
I can't believe Popeyes set all this shit in motion. They gave us so much, but at what cost? We owe Popeyes so much in regards to chicken, and now look at what they
but
cost.
But at what cost, yes. Bro? I had, on the way home from the Bay yesterday, I had me a motherfucking Popeyes spicy boy, and it still goes crazy. That bitch still booming and busting out here in 2021. Okay?
Shit is wet. It's not moist. It's not moist. It's wet.
Big shit.
It's not moist.
That motherfucker is
dripping with his own.
I've been with
his own shit.
Right? I'm like, it's been too long, man. God dang. That motherfucker.
The problem with Popeyes was it was too successful, man. Like every aspect of culture is cool until white people get their hands on it. And they always take it too far, bro.
Who owns Popeyes, though? Popeyes isn't white people, but it's white people.
Well,
probably.
But at least in Long Beach, Popeyes did not used to be a place you would go and see white people until the sandwich was like people were taking field trips. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta see what the new viral sensation is about.
To the hood. No, but now the Popeyes I went to was right off the joint motherfucking five, hooked up to a gas station. Popeyes, they done left
this,
us.
This
man.
Is the CEO.
They changed
their
branding. All right. That's what I expected, right? Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was started by Louisiana white people, and they're their own category, honestly. Like
That's true.
Like the LSU coach Ed Orgeron, he's in a whole. Oh. You can't put that man in the same category with like Rick Moranis. Like they're two different dudes, bro.
Yeah.
Right. Two different types of white dudes. Yeah.
He can't say nigga, but if he said Negro, it wouldn't bother me.
Oh man. Okay. Our producer Adam just sent me a picture of what the founder of Popeyes looks like. He looks like he's straight out of
blow this motherfucker up.
Straight out
of blow that Zoolander.
Straight out of
nigga
fucking
up,
Miami Vice.
He should not.
He said, quote,
like,
people said you can't do that. And we said you can if you're Al Copeland.
Damn. Ooh. That's a bar. Is he Al Copeland? Did he just talk about himself in third person? That's awesome.
He shouldn't have.
This man was definitely doing. This is why Popeyes is so good. This dude was definitely doing cocaine at each Popeyes that was opening up.
more cocaine. That's what in the fucking recipe. He wanted to mimic that. You feel me? He wanted to bite into chicken and feel the same high when he tooted some shit in his fucking nostrils.
Well,
you know what I mean? He created that motherfucker.
He did it.
Because that motherfucking chicken, we was running to that motherfucking sandwich like it had drugs in it, bro. You feel me? And the way I felt yesterday driving home, bro.
Well, enjoy it while it lasts, John, because we just don't know if they're going to be able to re-optimize the chicken supply chain.
He really gave us that explanation. Chickens were someplace else and they were supposed to be here. Duh, motherfucker! Now they ain't gonna be in my mouth, motherfucker.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, we're gonna ask the question that needs to be asked, which is who influences the influencers? Kim Kardashian, just days after John was on the Golfers Journal podcast, suddenly is now declaring herself a golfer. The influence.
Her mom bought her that shit.
The influence continues.
Bro. You know what influences people? Fucking boredom. People were finally bored enough to try golf. You feel me? And I think, like, bro, because COVID, you could, that was the only shit you could do safe with your niggas is play golf. And so I went out there and played golf and found out the game was fun. What was boring is everything else around it, bro. All the, like, why do you want me to wear a collared shirt? Why? What have t-shirts done to you? You feel what I'm saying? And how, why do people think people with collared shirts are better or whatever? Like, nigga, I got like $1,500 worth of clubs in my fucking, you know what I'm saying? And I gotta get a wear a collared shirt to prove to you, like, motherfucker, fuck you. Anyway, everything around golf is trash but golf. You feel me? And finally, people were bored enough to look past the shit that surrounds golf and play the game. And that's, I think that's why it's like more popular than it's ever been.
That shit.
Because everybody that plays is fucking nerds. Even fucking Tiger, old lame ass. Lame ass.
Lame ass.
Lame ass, dude, bro. Your coolest golfer is Tiger Woods, bro. That's the coolest golfer ever, bro. And ain't nothing cool about that, Nick. You know what I'm saying?
He dropped.
Dustin Johnson is the best golfer in the world. Do you know who fucking Dustin Johnson is?
No,
you know who he is?
Never heard.
If you saw this mother, bro, Tyler, you're a sports almanac, nigga. And if you saw Dustin Johnson at Trader Joe's in the fucking, you know, frozen food section, you think he was a fucking, you know, you think he worked at that bitch. You'd ask the nigga where the chicken wings were at. You know what I mean? Like,
where the chicken?
Right. You know what I mean? Excuse me, where's the chicken section? Nigga, I'm Dustin Johnson. I'm worth fucking $40 million. You know what I mean? Nigga, bro, everything around it is lame. Is I don't even know how we got here, but I didn't influence her. COVID did. That's Phil Mickelson. You didn't even know that's Dustin Johnson. Phil Mickelson is like the third richest golfer of all time, and you thought that was Dustin Johnson. You didn't even know who the fuck Johnson? That was. That's that nigga, bro. That's that nigga. He looked like he should be chopping wood somewhere.
That's your guy, bro. But anyway, if you see Kim K on the...
I don't fuck with these niggas.
If you see Kim on the links, tell her to come on Jenkins and Jones, bro. That was...
Ain't Phil Mickelson ain't Phil Mickelson say he got his fuck on in the master jacket after he won it 1 year? Didn't that happen? Like
Phil a little or something? Yeah. Phil is fun, bro. Phil be out here built like a motherfucking rainy day. he don't give a fuck about none of that other shit. He just play for the love of the shit, bro. Just trying to hit bombs off the fucking tee. That's all he give a fuck about, bro. Yeah, but Phil is fun. And Dustin Johnson, kind of a wild one, too. He walked off with after he won the Masters. He walks off. He's dating Gretzky's daughter, holding her by the ass cheeks, walking off like after he won the Masters. Like, that nigga's he a wild boy.
He a wild boy.
That's a wild one. You feel me? But, I mean, but nobody knows who the fuck they are because you have to watch golf shit in order to know who these niggas are. And if you turn to the Golf Channel, you immediately sleep. In fucking 14 seconds, you know what I mean? Oh, golly gosh, that was a hell of a shot there. I got it, you know, within 3 feet of the, you know, who the fuck talks like that, bitches? Fucking 2021. Anyway,
it's your world, bro.
That's enough golf talk for on Jiggins and Jones.
That's,
for
that's your world.
Probably like
we gotta go physically scrape the glaze off Tyler's eyes right now before we move on to the next segment.
That nigga's golf. Like a Randy Donut right now. Like, fuck, are we
All right, so we've run into a situation here at Jenkins and Jones headquarters where we really are friends, not podcast co-workers, where Tyler and I need to talk about the Invincible finale, but John chose to not listen to his friends and watch Invincible.
I watched it.
So he's four episodes away. John, this is your signal to mute.
Drop the call. All right.
Okay, we can't hear you. So can you hear us, John?
Yeah, can you hear us?
I muted me. I don't know how to use it.
Just hit the mute button on your computer.
I did. That mutes me, not John.
No, not on Zoom. No,
your volume.
No, John, the volume button on your computer.
Please leave all this in, Adam.
I can still hear y'all niggas.
On your speakers, hit the mute button.
I pit mute. I still hear y'all.
How about this? Unplug your headphones.
Bloop. Okay. Thank you guys. You can't. Okay. So you now this is the worst of all worlds. You can talk, but you can't hear us. Okay. All right. He's really unplugged. Say something crazy about John, Tyler.
Fucking golf boy. But
motherfucker's yeah, really making us talk finale, about man. Golf, bro.
Fucking golf, man. I'm happy for him that he's found his passion, but god damn, like fuck golf.
Hey, but yeah, golf. He can say whatever he wants about golf is cool, but the people who are, but like, if all the people doing something suck, how can it not suck?
Yeah, yeah. You know the thing about golf is, even if you're remotely good, like you're not an amateur. Like anyone who's halfway good is like pro am and shit. You know what I mean? So like, pretty much, if you see anyone on a golf course, they're probably trash. You know? Yeah. But they're having fun, so I guess that's what it's all about.
Everyone says John. I listened to his podcast with the Golfers Journal. The dude said John. Everyone's annoyed at how good John is. Like,
right? And these are people who've been playing this shit their whole life.
Right? And he was like, "You've only been playing."
And John just said, "Fuck."
Yeah, he's like, "You've only been playing 8 months, and you're bombing it off the tee." Anyway, so the Invincible season finale. Obviously, if you haven't seen it yet, we just made John unplug his headphones, so you can guess that there's going to be spoilers. But what'd you think, bro? What'd you think of the whole season and of the finale?
The whole for one, the whole season is great. Like, I was not familiar with this comic book, this storyline at all, so it's been a hell of a ride. And that season finale, oh my god! I had someone put it like this, right? Like they said that, you know, because I tweeted out how I was going to Google up on spoilers if they didn't explain why Omni-Man did what he did in the first episode, right, when he fucking massacred everybody. Because I'm not falling for that shit that I fell for with the other show that would not be mentioned, where I was invested in the theories and the reveals. No, motherfucker. I need to know where this shit is going, you know, at the very tippy top. And the finale did not disappoint. And, you know, I tweeted out how, you know, like I said, I was going to tweet up on spoilers if they didn't give us answers. And someone said, Invincible is predictably good. And I think that's a good way to describe it, right? Because we all knew that there was going to be a fight with Omni-Man and Invincible. We all knew Omni-Man was going to wipe the fucking floor with him. And that fight scene still over-delivered, right? It's still over-delivered. It was fucking amazing. And Omni-Man is like the biggest piece of shit I think I've ever seen in the comic book world. God damn, he is so terrible. But you've had it, you know, you're familiar with the shit. So how did it, what did it meet your expectations? Did it exceed?
Oh, wait, like when I heard they were, and I love the comic book, but it was like a creator-owned comic book. No one who wasn't a comic book nerd knew about that shit. Like it, so it's yeah. Just it only got optioned because at this point, obviously, like all Hollywood studios are just they're going deep into the back box, you know what I mean, at the fucking comic book stores. But no, I had, when I heard it was being optioned, I had no expectations, and actually just really low expectations, because it's such a big world. And I was like, how the fuck are they going to put this in? And they actually did storylines from like the first half of the comic series. Basically, they just set everything up. But that's why you look at, like, you know, the Guardians storyline. It didn't really go anywhere. They put that team together just for them to do cleanup in the montage. But it's been renewed.
Just for them to look at Omni-Man whoop Invincible's ass and be like, nope. Yeah. We are staying right here, which was a very smart decision to make.
So, right. But I think similarly, like, they just gambled with the show. Like, we're just going to create the whole world in the first season, and then either it gets picked up and people are interested in it or they're not. And so I'm excited now. They renewed it for seasons 2 and 3. I think they'll be able to, like, actually sort of play around with all the different characters they brought in. It exceeded my expectations. I didn't think they'd be able to put that story into 8 episodes and have it go as well as it did. Obviously, the right decision to have the, you know, Mark and his dad storyline is kind of the emotional center of it. But I actually thought, honestly, a lot of it was better than the cool thing about the comic was it was just like a dude and his friend made this comic. And it was like, you could tell some of the stuff is inspired by, you know, the Justice League is, and you could tell, like, Mark's storyline was like, the guy who wrote it, Robert Kirkman, is like a huge Spider-Man fan. So he was like just doing his Spider-Man with better powers or whatever. But then it turned into this just big, awesome other thing. And so while the show doesn't necessarily have that, I think it did keep that energy of like, this is just fun and new and it's paying tribute to this shit, but not in a boring way, you know, or even like The Boys, like it's not boring, but it's very predictable that it's like superheroes, but bad. Right. And, so like, I like the Invincible is more nuanced than that. It's like, no, I mean, the kid responds more or less the way I think you'd respond. He keeps it a secret from his girlfriend. He's a superhero until he needs to keep her from breaking up with him. You know,
right? Exactly. Yeah, that. Yeah, and you know, his name being Invincible, and he gets his ass whooped all the fucking time. like I feel like you know how that's a nickname. Like you've seen a tall guy who everyone nicknames Shorty or something. Like I feel like that's what he's got going on. Like how Debo's name was like Tiny Lester.
I was about to say he's like a fat dude named Tiny for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like that's where he's at right about that. He got to earn that motherfucking IN because he's very invincible right now. He get his ass beat. God damn.
I'm excited for John to see the finale. I will say I didn't think they were going to go as far with the finale as they did. I mean, they really like Char had to kind of cringe away from the screen a couple of times when
Oh my god, that fucking train scene. God damn, what the fuck?
The train scene was crazy. I'm going to use you as the windshield to smush all these people against like bugs. Right,
to murder motherfuckers, and I want you to have the front row seat. Or while you watch everyone who I'm making you murder.
Right.
Man is a sick motherfucker, man.
Yeah, for sure. And then just like fucking peaced out. I'm excited it was renewed for the next couple, and I'm glad you checked it out. It was just weird. It was like, oh, they're doing Invincible. Okay, like hopefully they don't fuck it up, but they probably will. And then it was like the first episode was on. I was like, all right, I'll check it out. I was like, oh shit. They really, and like some of the stuff is like panel by panel from the comics. Like the scene where he realizes he had his powers because he threw the trash bag into outer space. That was like exactly the framing and the picture from the comic book. Like it was just, yeah, it was awesome. All right, John's back. We just spent the last 10 minutes just talking about how much we hate golf, basically. So,
man, that's cool. I don't fuck with golf. I like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't fuck with golf shit. I just like playing it. You know what I mean?
I'm kidding. We talked about Invincible, obviously, but you should definitely finish the show so we can talk about it. So we can talk about it with you too. Okay. I think that's it. That's all our time for this episode. We will be back on Thursday with another big episode, and stick around, keep hitting, subscribing and liking all of the 5 stars and sharing it to all of your friendlies. And
how many? What the fuck is this? Nigga, bye now. Yeah, shit. It's Sunday bye. Like a motherfucker. Bye.